You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, I have in top health, local Omaha area director, social media specialist, Ray Hughes. Ray, I'd ask how you're doing, but I think I already gave it away.
I wish I could live up to that billing that you gave me right there. Just got a little bit of the cold stuff that happens this time of year, but honestly, I feel okay. I just sound a little rough, so don't feel too bad.
And like we kind of talked about before, sometimes it makes your voice better for radio,
Some
right?
Some people might find it sexier, not me.
We'll share this one with your wife. Okay. So today, the topic we're going to talk about, I think, is very common for a lot of members. I know I've been in a position where I've been in a chapter, and I felt this way. Ray, have you ever been in a position where you heard this and you felt this way in a chapter?
Felt which way?
Well, I'll get to that, but just...
Based on what we talked about, I feel this a lot.
Okay, so what it is when you're sitting and you're listening to weekly presentations and a member says that they want to meet a specific business, or they give a specific example, or they even give a name of somebody that they want an introduction to, and you don't know anybody in the mood for that business, you don't know anybody in that industry, or maybe you don't even know the name of the person that they've asked for.
Right. And as soon as that happens, you see people kind of, their eyes either just kind of wander away, or they look down at their food, or they look at something else, or they grab their phone. They're just like, I don't know this. Next.
Right. During this podcast, we are going to talk about the different type of referral givers. And if you've gone through the Advanced Member Success Program, or if you've had an Advanced Chapter Workshop, this is in the referral mindset part. And we're not going to dig too much into what they are, but we're going to give you different examples of how they would go out of the meeting and try to find that referral versus just saying, well, I don't know it, so next.
So how about we start with an example on this, Brandon? I think we worked out a pretty good one here. So one that seems to be common, I think every chapter, as far as I'm aware, has a real estate agent in there. They're always the one standing up and saying, I'm looking for someone buying or selling, who wants to buy or sell a house at this point in time. And maybe not everybody knows somebody right at this moment looking to buy or sell a house. So as soon as they hear that phrase, they're still like, well, I'll keep that in mind if I come across somebody. But until then, and they kind of let it go.
Exactly. And it's common. It's common to hear your real estate agent say that. So the first type of referral giver is the advocator. And just like what Ray said, they go, well, I don't know anybody in that market now, but if somebody asks me, I know exactly who I will refer.
And they'll chase it down. They'll go all the way through, you know. They'll give testimonials. They'll say great things about the person. As soon as it falls directly in front of them, they're all about it. But until then, nothing really happens, correct?
Right. And so I ask, if you were to set a goal of how many referrals you were going to pass a month, let's say you set a goal to pass 5 referrals in a month, as an advocator, as just waiting for it to fall in your lap, you're not going to achieve your goals.
No, not there are opportunities that present themselves, just not that often.
Exactly. So then the next type of referral giver is the promoter. And what a promoter tends to do is they listen, or they can see triggers that open up the opportunity to have the conversation. So, and I honestly got these examples from what I hear real estate agents say. My last kid is moving out to college and we're ready to downsize.
That's a beautiful phrase. Getting there.
You're so close. Or on the exact opposite side, we're having another baby and we need another room in the house. So we need to upgrade a little.
Or the house just seems empty, or I don't have enough space. All those sort of things that people complain about. And they hear those opportunities and they decide that's an opportunity for them to start talking about this already. Before they even say, I want a house, somebody says, I feel a little cramped in here. Well, have you looked at this?
Exactly. And have you thought, have you considered, may I introduce you to? So that's where the promoter, kind of like in the name, tends to hear something and really promote the other member because they have that passion to A, pass that referral, but B, also have their friends, their family work with somebody they know, like, trust, and value. And that's a big advantage of course, being in a BNI chapter with someone. So then the third one is going to be the creator. And this is by far one of the hardest types of referral givers to be, because you literally need to know somebody's industry so well that you can create, hence in the name, you can create referrals. You can create something out of nothing. So I'm excited for this example because I think this one's fun. You're sitting at Thanksgiving dinner with your family and you go up to your favorite aunt, let's say, and you go, you know what? I think you should buy a new house next year.
Well,
Wait, I'll take it one step further. I have found 7 houses and I've saved them on my phone. Can we go ahead and look through those real quick? And you tell me what you like and don't like, and I'll revamp this list.
We can work on this list over time here for you. Absolutely. That actually sounds like something I might have seen my wife do.
We talked about this. My wife does it too. We have a house for sale on the street here at Subaville Studios. It's been for sale for a while now. But my wife has offered it to quite a few of our friends.
Anytime one in our neighborhood goes up for sale, my wife is always trying to find people to join us in the neighborhood. So she might have reached out to some of you people already. I have no idea.
Probably. So when you're a creator, you go into any situation with that specific referral in mind. Now, today we're using the real estate one because, like you said, it's very common that you have this. But think about other professions that are in your chapter. Are you just an advocate for them right now? Do you just wait for the referral to fall in your lap and then go one step further? Or are you the promoter? Are you listening for those triggers? And Ray, what would you have to do if you wouldn't know these triggers or if you didn't know what to listen for from another member's?
Well, Brandon, I think the easiest answer for this is to go have a one-to-one with somebody and learn a little bit more about what triggers they think would be perfect for you to listen for.
Absolutely, and I'll flip the script. Have a good list of these triggers. When you're out there doing business, really be conscious of what you heard that gave you the opportunity to say, you know, it's funny you say that because I'm a real estate agent. You want to have those listed because if I can give Ray a list of trigger words to listen for, not that you would, but you could read that once a week until right. You got so comfortable with it, you were even kind of tearing over to that creator side versus just the promoter.
You could even put those trigger phrases in a couple of your weekly presentations to sprinkle them in throughout the year so people are aware of the type of thing that you're looking for, not just waiting for somebody to have that one-to-one with you to find that out. If there's a couple of really good phrases or things that you want people to pay attention to, go ahead and give it to them right away.
Mm-hmm. So these are the different types of referral givers, and I think this is a great example. It's very common that we hear. So really, our challenge we're going to put out there is try to move to that promoter status within your chapter. And that way, your members are able to come in and give a specific case scenario or a specific industry or whatever it is. And instead of just shutting down and saying, well, I really don't know, so I'm not going to be able to help you, your brain starts going and thinking, okay, what trigger words do I need to be listening for? What can I say at the next event I'm at to maybe promote or create this type of referral? And that's where you're going to be able to be stronger in your referral giving and ultimately with giver's gain. The more you give,
the more you gain.
Exactly. Any final thoughts, Ray?
Well, I just want to, coming back to this, it's not always going to be easy to come up from that one stage to the next to the next. It is something that is going to take a little bit of time, a little bit of effort on everybody's part. You might not be the best creator for everybody in your chapter, but you should be able to learn enough to be a promoter for everybody in your chapter. So make that your goal. Don't worry about trying to drive everybody all to creator status, or you might drive yourself just a little crazy.
You will drive yourself very crazy because it will drive you up the wall. And a great place to focus on is going to be your contact spheres to get started, because those are areas that you might know some of the triggers and you're going to hear them more often because you're in front of the same type of clients they need to be in front of. And then, of course, once you get comfortable with that, that's when you can expand outside of your contact sphere. But of course, that's for another podcast.
Ooh, let's write that one down.
And another time. All right. Well, if you enjoyed this podcast, please like, share, and give us a review. And if there's ever a topic you would like us to cover in the future, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Ray, thanks for jumping in on this one, even with a little bit of cold there. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm going to go get me some tea now.
As you should. And I look forward to talking to the rest of you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.